this is a hide, so hiding is part of some people's migration trajectory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And yeah. I really like that you're in the hide and you're looking at that entranceway over mm-hmm. there with some kind of shelter and home on the other side, mm-hmm. although not a very appealing looking one. I think there's all kinds of amazing metaphors there, and that it's difficult to find the path into this is yes. also nice mm. about the, well, nice, it's also evocative about the sort of difficulties of migration mm. and having to make your routes for some kinds of migrants.
I find that people get slightly taken aback when I call myself an immigrant rather than an expat here. That it's, there's a slight different connotation around those words, isn't there?
Yes. And I'm currently working on a project application about family migration and Brexit,
mm.
because, of course, European citizens have not been conceptualised, well, apart from in some parts of the white wing press, but not really conceptualised yeah. as migrants. And they are suddenly going to have to, and they're suddenly going to have to negotiate if someone from the UK wants a partner from Europe to join them. They're going yeah. to have to negotiate the implications of this new classification.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
like they've suddenly been classified as a weed rather than a, yeah. a garden species. But with incredible implications for their intimate and family lives, really yeah. serious implications. And so I think that issue of classification in migration might be just about mm. to get a whole new audience and a whole new type of, yeah. of discussion.
I think it's well documented in environmental education that knowing the name of something really changes your mm. Relationship with it.
I think Gail circulated it, that piece from The Guardian, where botanists were going around and pavement weeds, they were chalking a little arrow with the name
yes.
on it, so naming
yeah.
it. So renaming it, rather than this is a general category of weed,
yeah.
this is a plant with a name that we might take an interest in. This is an individual thing.
Yeah.
Again, the migration parallels are kind of really obvious, that these aren't floods of migrants coming over the border or coming across the channel or whatever. These are individuals with stories that
yeah.
that you can engage with. Yes, but this idea of movement of one thing suppressing others has got horrible echoes in, you know, discourse about immigration as floods and
yeah.
migrants as outbreeding natives and all of those kinds of things that have been there through that idea of migration or nature as competition, and that our role is to make sure one thing doesn't outcompete another, or that policymakers' mm. role is to make sure that something doesn't outcompete another, is kind of interesting. Do we have to think about it as competition, and what's it competition for?
Yeah.
I guess you're talking about actual competition for territory in terms of plants spreading.